business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden in Germany for a day of meetings made his first public comments on the killing of the Hamas leader, Yahya Sinwar.
The death of the leader of Hamas represents a moment of justice. He had the blood of Americans and Israelis, Palestinians and Germans and so many others on his hands.
He said he told Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to make this moment an opportunity to seek a path to peace. Sinwar was considered the mastermind of the October 7th attacks. It's 18 days from Election Day, and Michigan is the destination for both former President Trump and Vice President Harris. They have campaign events today in the state. The Texas Supreme Court halted the scheduled execution of Robert Roberson, who was convicted of killing his daughter in 2002. His supporters include politicians from both sides of the aisle. And NHTSA says it's investigating Tesla's full self-driving system after reports of crashes in low visibility conditions. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ahlen. During a stop at UW-Milwaukee Thursday, Vice President Kamala Harris commented on the killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar by the Israeli military. Harris said the U.S., Israel, and the entire world are better off and said Sinwar was responsible for the killing of thousands of innocent people. Wisconsin lags behind many states for routine childhood vaccinations. A CDC report shows 84.8% of Wisconsin kindergartners are up to date on measles, mumps, and rubella vaccines. That's compared to a 92.7% national average. And Dane County hosts the final of four walks to defeat ALS that have taken place across Wisconsin. ALS Association Development Director Aaron Hill says the walks in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and the Northeast have been a success. Sunday's walk takes place in Fitchburg. More information is available at walktodefeatals.org.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Sunny and warm and a little windy today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be south at 15 to 25. Clear tonight, 42. Tomorrow, sunshine, 73. Then on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high back up to 78. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
99.7.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Graham with you, 7:03 on Friday morning. You know this song is so appropriate with the start of this morning. Here is UB40, Red Red Wine on Max FM.
It's up to you. Oh my.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Graham with you. It is 7:10 on Friday morning. Oh my goodness, what a start to the day we have had. It has been a crazy morning, to say the least. I just got off the phone, multiple phones ringing at once in the Max FM studios on my cell phone, and then we had a quick update to something we're going to talk about in a few minutes. So yeah, craziness at its finest today. So we'll review. I am actually live in studio. I'm not broadcasting from my home studio today because we woke up and found that our internet was down. We're a Spectrum customer and we did not have internet. So I was going to go to my backup plan, fail over to my cell phone, and yeah, that wasn't going to happen because my cell phone wasn't working. It was in SOS mode. It did not have any sort of internet, phone abilities, text, nothing. So we know that Spectrum experienced an outage about 12:39 this morning, and that caused their internet to go down, their cable TV to go down. Also, U.S. Cellular was impacted, as well as Verizon. So those customers were all impacted this morning. At this point in time, I am able to make and receive phone calls on U.S. Cellular without doing Wi-Fi calling because we have a different primary internet provider at the radio station. And that's the only way I could use my phone was do Wi-Fi calling with another ISP. So we do know that that is working. So U.S. Cellular is back up and working. I believe Verizon probably is as well. And from everything I can see is that the Spectrum has restored their internet services as well as their TV services. Now, we did go check our little cable channel 10 today. That is still down, so I was just on the phone with the Charter people for that, or Spectrum people, so they're going to look into that. So, yes, very busy morning, and if you do have those services in the area, unfortunately, you were impacted. I know there's a lot of social media posts. People are asking, is Spectrum down? Yes, Spectrum was down this morning, and so I have an idea that it sounds like they may have been doing some maintenance this morning and had some bigger issues. Not able to confirm that. Their media people are not getting back to me yet because they're probably still sleeping, unlike the rest of us. So, yes, I'm losing my voice because I've been talking since 5:30 this morning as well. So, yeah, busy morning. We're going to take a look at your weather forecast quick today. It will be sunny with a high of 70 tonight, clear with a low right around 43. On Saturday, sunny and beautiful, a high of 73. Sunday, sunny with a high near 78. Now, I'm going to look a little bit into our week ahead. Monday, it's going to be sunny with high of 77. On Tuesday, sunny with a high of 72. You know, we may get some shower chances Wednesday night, but we're still looking at highs near 60. So it's warming up. Going to be nice this weekend. Currently, it is 47 degrees outside. We do have a lot of things going on this morning as well. We're going to be interviewing Betsy Corbinier. She is going to be at the Village Booksmith at 7 p.m. tonight. We had some time things in her interview. She thought it was a little bit earlier. Then she updated us a little bit ago. I think it was a little bit later. Her publisher called me just now on the studio line and said 7 o'clock is when Betsy will be at the Village Booksmith tonight. So we'll have her interview right around 7:30 this morning. At about 8:10 this morning, we're going to have an unscripted interview with Mayor Rob Nelson about the referendum that the city is asking for us to vote on in November. So that'll be right around 8:10 this morning. And then a little before 8:30, we're going to have Hanging with Havel and Maddie. We have a lot of things that are going on with the Packers this week, with the kicking situation, some changes that have been made, bringing in someone that had gotten themselves into a little bit of a trouble per se and had some accusations. I don't have any opinions one way or another on that, or any facts one way or another on that, so I really can't speak to that one. So they're going to talk about that a little before 8:30 this morning. So busy morning. So yes, we actually have a studio phone now as well that actually rings in studio. So that was kind of made me jump here just a few minutes ago as we were coming on the air because I forgot we had that. And yes, it's very loud. Kevin, if you're listening, don't forget we have a studio phone now. I'm actually going to be working to set this up so in my home studio I can answer the phone as well. But that's going to take a little bit of time, and we have to have internet to do those things. So yeah, great start this morning for all of us that had that internet outage. But hey, could be worse things. So it does happen. And so we'll get through the morning. So it'll be a little different, like I said. So the interview with Betsy right around 7:30, Mayor Rob Nelson right around 8:10 this morning, and then Maddie and Havel will be just a little before 8:30 this morning. It is More Music Mornings with Dave on Max FM.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. The Friends of Mirror Lake State Park and the park staff invite you to the Halloween Mystery Candlelit Hike. It's a fun family evening at the park as you locate clues along an easy 1 mile trail lit to help find out who the mystery guest is. There'll be pastries, caramel apples, and hot cocoa for free will donation. Hike will start at the beach. It is free, but you will need a park sticker to enter the park. This begins again on Saturday, October 19th from 6 p.m. and runs until 8 p.m. Details can be found at friendsofmirrorlake.org. The Reedsburg American Legion Post 350 invites you for their 15th annual Roast Turkey and Baked Ham Dinner. This is a dine-in or carry-out event. It will take place on Saturday, October 19th from 4 p.m. until 6:30. This will be at the VFW Hall, 200 Veterans Drive in Reedsburg. $13 in advance or $15 at the door. Kids 8 and under will eat for free. And the Cab Theater in Baraboo will be hosting the Macabre 12 One Hell of a Hunting event. This is going to take place both on Friday and Saturday. This will be at Circus World Museum. It's a ghostly good time at this Halloween-themed presentation. Enjoy a series of one-act plays, locally written, acted, and directed, themed around everyone's favorite time of year, Halloween. This will be both Friday the 18th and Saturday the 19th at 7 p.m. Tickets are $7 at the door, and it'll be happening at Circus World in Baraboo.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Ballway.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
99.7 Max FM.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of down, gonna stay.
pushing me around, but I'll stand my ground and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground and I won't.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Friday morning. It is 7:22 a.m. Here is Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA on Max FM.
I was born in the USA.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave. Coming up after Billy Idol, we will have an interview with author Betsy Corbinier. Here is Billy Idol on Max FM. A little Money Money to get your morning going. Seven Max FM. Dave Grant joined by author Betsy Corbinier. Betsy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. I spent time hiking the Baraboo segment of the IAT yesterday after work. So just had a quick brief thing wandering through the village. Yes, so that was really fun as a prelude to this. I'm working on the Mammoth Challenge for October like a lot of people are. So planning on doing some more this weekend.
Wow, you have been busy. I am glad you had some time to join us today. And you're 65 years young, and we're not going to let the blue hair fool us.
Yeah, during the pandemic, I thought I might as well embrace the old blue-haired lady look. So that's what I've got going on.
It looks fantastic. You wear it very well.
Thank you.
So your book talks about the adventures of becoming a senior citizen and the fresh perspective on aging.
Yeah. So let me just let you know, I did hike all the state parks the year I turned 65. I hiked for when I turned 60, I hiked the Coast to Coast Trail across England. It was 190 miles. For that challenge, for that birthday.
Wow, that's an accomplishment.
Yeah, and so I wanted something to do for my 65th that was a challenge again. But with COVID and I have a respiratory disability, I needed it to be closer to home.
And that makes complete sense.
So that's why I made this quest to hike in the Wisconsin state parks.
So you completed 5-mile hikes in each of our state parks, including Devil's Lake and other state parks in 1 year. Please tell us about those hikes, Betsy.
Yeah, each of our state parks is a treasure. And I wanted to do 5 miles in each one because that was part of the quest, you know, to have it be a challenge. And also to experience them fully. A lot of people go visit and they might just kind of go and might just walk a mile or two. And especially in the small parks, sometimes there's only a mile or so of trails. But I wanted to really experience them and have time to be mindful while I was out there hiking. Every single one of them, from the smallest to the largest, have their own special beauty. I hiked 5 miles at Natural Bridge State Park, and it was on one of those summer days when it's 97 and 97% humidity. And when I eventually got to the shade under the Natural Bridge, it was phenomenal. Just sitting there watching the turkey vultures soar, it was really spectacular. Patterson State Park has this one place where there's this really strange juxtaposition of sound, where within 3 strides, you go from hearing the gentle burble of a river to the quiet of the rustling of the forest to the crash of a waterfall. And you can find out where that is if you get the book. And also, each park has its own stylized map, so you can see my route. And each one, like even from like our newest one, Lizard Mound State Park, it's really small, but there's panthers everywhere. And then the giant Lizard Mound is really something to see. And of course, Devil's Lake is just a gem. And there's a reason why it's the most visited state park. Most folks don't get to see the places that I like the best, besides the view of the bluff, because they don't continue on into the forested part of it. But there's a place I call the Tree Cathedral that is a definite place to hang out. And there's a bench there and everything. So
if people want to hear more about that and see more about that, they've got to read your book, right, Betsy?
Yeah, they have to read my book, or they can come on Friday night during the Wisconsin Science Festival. I'm doing a book talk at the Village Booksmith.
And what time will that be happening tonight?
It'll be starting at 6, and I'll start the book talk around 6:15, and followed by time for questions and signing the book.
Oh, that is fantastic. Now, if people cannot make it to the Village Booksmith, how can they get your book?
Well, the booksmith will continue to carry it, and it's also found on Little Creek Press, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon.
Now, are you going to be autographing the book while you're there on Friday?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Awesome. And people can stop in anytime after 6:15 to the Village Booksmith in downtown Baraboo to get the book and to get it autographed. Is there anything you'd like to add, Betsy, while you're here today?
Well, a couple of things. One thing I want to really emphasize is I'm not an elite athlete by any means. I'm a slightly overweight old woman that just likes to challenge myself to do new things, because I know as a retired social worker, it's really good for our brains and it helps us have positive viewpoints of our aging when we challenge ourselves and we find new and novel things to do. Keeps us young. It's really important for us to stay that in that healing space as we age, especially. Also, identifying the state parks sometimes can be difficult. Lots of places are referred to as a state park, but they're really a state recreation area like Capitol Springs, or they're a state forest like Point Beach. But the place to find the list that lists all of them out and what they are is on the Wisconsin DNR website. And you just search Find a Park, and there's a photograph and a name of all the different parks on there.
That is so cool that you put that out there, because a lot of people don't realize that when they're out there, right? And where to go and where to find this information. And again, a lot of this is in your book. And is this your first book?
Yes, it's my first book. Hopefully there'll be other ones, but I don't know. We'll just have to see.
I totally understand that. And again, this is going to be Friday night at the Village Booksmith. You'll be there right around 6:15, signing autographs. I promise we'll get a picture of you before you leave. We'll make sure that ends up on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page so they know who to look for, but they're not going to miss you with the blue hair. I promise that, right, Patsy?
Yeah.
So,
another thing, Dave, just to let people know, when you do go to a state park and you really enjoy it, consider donating to their volunteer friends of organization. In fact, to set this example, I have pledged to donate 20% of the sale of the book to the friends organization of the state.
And I know they appreciate that. We talk about the Friends of Mirror Lake State Park in this area, Friends of Devil's Lake State Park, because these are all strictly volunteer organizations that really help keep our state parks going and keep that beauty going in Wisconsin. Right, Betsy?
They really do. And the cover of the book is from a photograph I took at Mirror Lake.
I am looking at that, and that photograph is amazing. And appropriately, it looks like you probably took that at fall sometime, right?
No, I did took it in the summer, and we just made it really colorful.
Ah, so now you know the secret there, folks, because I'm looking at it from over here, and I see I admit when I'm wrong. So very well done on that. Is there anything else you want to add before you head out today, Betsy?
Just that the book also includes a lot of information about becoming a senior citizen and all the things we have to deal with as we age, especially 65 is a really big milestone birthday. And so in hiking the parks, I did 42 of them alone, 42 of the 50, and it gave me a lot of time to think about my life. And when I was a hospice social worker for part of my time, I did life reviews with people in the last months of their life. And it really taught me that I didn't want to wait till that point of my own life. I wanted to do a life review on my milestone birthday so that as I went along, I could face my regrets, think about my triumphs, let go of things that didn't serve me, but also hold tight to things that I really enjoyed and really needed to have in my life. So throughout the book, I talk about all the things with aging, like, gosh, you know, coming to terms with being an orphan, purging through your stuff in your house. I mean, there's all these different aspects to it, and doing a life review as I go along. And so I also have questions at the end of each park for people to sort of spark the idea as they're reading it. How would I deal with that? What do I want my obituary to say? You know, those kind of questions are in there. So it follows through. It's like part trail guide, part memoir, and then part conversation on getting older. So
I look forward to previewing this. I've made a few lifestyle changes and life changes as well, as you and I had talked about off air, and you got to live in the moment, right? And that's really what it's all about, right, Betsy?
It really is, and that's why one of the words in the title is time, because as we age, time takes on a really different flow. It goes faster in really strange ways and goes slower, and it's just an odd thing that you don't realize when you're younger how much time is different as you get older.
Yes, I am starting to realize that. I can honestly say that in my own world, so I definitely can realize that and appreciate that, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because it does change as you do get a little bit older.
It's funny to think about, but it really is a true thing.
Yeah, it definitely is. I've noticed that as I'm getting a little older. I'm not any younger for anyone that knows me.
Yeah.
So, and Betsy, thank you so much for joining us today. This is a free informal event on Friday night. Betsy will be signing the books. If you stop in on Friday night, I'm sure you will have quite the adventure. And I know, Betsy, you've had quite the adventure as well.
Yeah, the parks are really just amazing.
Yes, they are. And Betsy, you sound amazing as well. Thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to be here. Stop on over to the Village Booksmith Friday night, 6:15 p.m. She's going to be there. You can get an autographed copy of the book. She'll autograph it just for you. And she may even let you get your picture taken with her as well. Right, Betsy?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so I'm going to make sure we have a picture of her on our Facebook page so you can see what Betsy looks like. Again, you're not going to miss Betsy with the blue hair. That is awesome. I really kudos to you for doing that, Betsy.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for being here today. We appreciate you. This is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM. A quick update. The actual time is 7 p.m. tonight. Thank you, Betsy, for joining us. You can meet Betsy tonight at 7 p.m. at the Village Booksmith in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Good morning, welcome to Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today we have a drop-off day for our October farm consignment auction. We're accepting farm machinery, construction equipment, trucks, trailers, ATVs and UTVs, lawn and garden items, much more. Again, that's our October farm consignment drop-off at our auction facility in Reedsburg today. We're accepting items from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Next week, we have a firearms auction for the Bill Hendricks estate on Thursday. That catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Check it for more details. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Get the good stuff!
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For a heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff!
The University of Virginia has called the news conference for 10 a.m. Central Time this morning as head men's basketball coach Tony Bennett is set to announce his retirement. I'm Bill Scott with sports. The Wisconsin native just signed a 2-year contract extension that tied him to the school through the 29-30 campaign, but 3 weeks before the start of the season, he's changed his mind and will discuss that decision at the presser later today. The Bucks closed out the exhibition season with a 109-84 loss in Dallas against the Mavericks. He'll open the regular season at Philadelphia next Wednesday. Another day of work for the Packers today as they get ready for Sunday's noon kick against the Houston Texans. In the NFL last night, Denver marched into New Orleans and cruised to a 33-10 victory over the Saints. On the ice, top-ranked Badger women open a 2-game weekend series at rival Minnesota tonight, while the Badger men open Big Ten play at home against Ohio State. The Badger women's volleyball team hosting Oregon tonight at the Fieldhouse. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sunny and warm and a little windy today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be south at 15 to 25. Clear tonight, 42. Tomorrow, sunshine, 73. Then on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high back up to 78. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46. 99.7.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. 7:44 on Friday morning. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary or know somebody that is, please text those in now. 608-355-9970. We'll have a look at celebrity birthdays coming up right after Bon Jovi. But again, if you are celebrating or know someone that is, please text those in now. 608-355-9970. Here is Bon Jovi on Max FM.
Shout to the heart, and you're too late, darling. You give love a bad name.
Oh,
97 Max FM. Bon Jovi, You Give Love a Bad Name. Yes, y'all both heard me singing this morning. Luckily, I found the button before that one across the air. No one wants to hear that this early in the morning. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary or know someone that is, please text those in now, 608-355-9970. We'll get those on right after we talk about celebrity birthdays coming up in just a moment. But we also want to take a moment and mention that if you want to donate to those that were affected by the Hurricane Milton in the Tampa Bay area, and you want to help and you don't know how, please donate something. Let's fill the semi. That'll be today from noon to 6 p.m. and Saturday, October 19th. That's this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. over at Festival Foods parking lot here in Baraboo. You won't miss a semi. We want to fill that up. Items needed but not limited to, like, things like water, bleach, wipes, sanitizer, baby wipes, cooking oil, aluminum pans, toilet paper, paper utensils, so forth and so on. So they need all the help you can provide. You can fill the semi. Again, they'll be over at Festival Foods parking lot today from noon to 6. Tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And this would not be possible without Festival Foods, Skinner Transfer Corporation, and Wayne Transports. Thank you to Tim Frank of Baraboo for helping coordinate this effort with Wings of Compassion. So again, if you want to help those impacted by the hurricane, you can drop those items off to the semi today, noon to 6 or 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow in the Festival Foods parking lot. We thank everyone that is involved in that. And if you do have a birthday or anniversary, please text those in now. I just got one that came in on the text line. I know someone else that's celebrating as well. So we're going to go through quickly the celebrity ones. We have a lot going on today. All right, Bristol Palin is 34. Zac Efron, he is 37 today. Freda Pinto is 40. Lindsey Vonn is also 40. Neo is 42 or 45. We're not really sure what's going on with that one. Jean-Claude Van Damme, 64 years old. And Chuck Lorre is 72. You know him from Two and a Half Men. He took the brunt of Charlie Sheen's wrath after everything that happened. He also produced The Big Bang Theory, Young Sheldon, Mike and Molly, and also the sitcom Mom. So those are today's celebrity birthdays. And of course, my laptop decided it's going to do something crazy here. So I'm actually using a laptop in studio today. And so it makes it a little bit more interesting. Normally we have the big screen up, but yeah, internet issues this morning. We're just going to go with that. And we're rolling through that. Those are looking like they are resolved, as I mentioned before. Birthdays tomorrow include Rebecca Ferguson. She'll be 41. And then Gillian Jacobs, 42. Desmond Harrington is 48. Joey Quinn on Dexter. Cindy Thompson, 48. Country singer. What I really meant to say, Chris Kattan, 54 years old. I feel a little older today. He's a former Saturday Night Live cast member. Also, you may remember him in A Night at the Roxbury. So, yes, that's a funny movie to say the least. So, Ty Pennington is 60. You'll remember him from Extreme Makeover Home Edition and The Carpenter on Trading Spaces. Evander Holyfield, 62 years old. John Lithgow is 79. And so those are some of the birthdays at our celebrity birthdays tomorrow. Let's take a quick look at the Sunday list of birthdays as well. As a reminder, you can text those in to me, 608-355-9970. All right, on Sunday, Candace Swanpool is 36. She was a Victoria's Secret angel. John Krasinski is 45. Jack Ryan. Snoop Dogg is 53 years old. I don't even need to talk more about him. Jimmy West Work from Little Big Town is 53. William Zabka is 59. That's Johnny Lawrence and the Karate Kid for those that want to feel a little bit older. Kamala Harris is 60 years old. She's our first female vice president. Keith Hernandez is 71. Former New York Mets All-Star. So, yes, a lot of celebrity birthdays this weekend. Ah, ha, ha, funny, Wendy. My lovely wife is heckling me this morning, so I'll heckle her back. I don't have any issues with that one there. All right, let's take a look at some other local birthdays. I have Solar celebrating a birthday. She's also known as Beer Wife in my phone, so I will let those that may know her figure out who that is. So, yeah, she comes up as Beer Wife. wife and my phone. Not sure what happened there. We also have Dawn Cruz celebrating in Hillsboro today. It is her birthday. Michael, I'm not sure that I should say that she's 55 years old, but hey, Michael told me, so I'm not going to, you know, Michael is the one who let that one out of the bag. So happy birthday to Dawn as well in Hillsboro. And we have a very special anniversary today, and these are a very special couple. Dennis and Stephanie are celebrating their 5-year anniversary. My goodness, how much has time flown? I remember when you guys got married. It's already been 5 years. Wow. That's amazing. So happy anniversary to Dennis and Stephanie. And Dennis, you got a good one there. And I commend you for putting up with Stephanie for the past 5 years. you guys are both great people. So celebrate tonight. I hope Dennis is taking you out somewhere nice for dinner tonight. So, and it better not be McDonald's, Dennis, because that'll get you into trouble. Trust me. So happy anniversary to both of you. If you are celebrating a birthday anniversary, happy birthday or happy anniversary. We hope you have a fantastic day and weekend. All right, so I do need to go through a couple of things that are happening this morning because we do have a little bit different morning. It is one of those where we have a lot happening. We heard from Betsy Corbinier. She's going to be over at the Village Booksmith tonight at 7 p.m. We thank her for joining us. She is just a fantastic individual. I talked with her after the interview, and we talked for quite a while. She is just one of the most caring, compassionate people I've ever met. And we did have a very good talk because we had talked about kind of a little bit of my background and so forth. And it was just, it was an amazing talk. So if you get a chance to meet her tonight, definitely would recommend doing so. She's fantastic and just such a lively individual, and that blue hair is just so cool. You can go see a picture of her on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. Coming up at 8:10 or thereabouts this morning, we're going to have Mayor Rob Nelson in an unscripted interview talking about the upcoming city referendum. That'll be at 8:10 this morning. And then a little before 8:30 this morning, we're going to have Maddie and Havel. A lot going on with the Packers. Narvison is out as a kicker. Now, we are bringing in a new kicker, a little bit of controversy with him. And so they're going to talk about that. I'm going to leave them to talk about that. So we expect that to go a little bit longer. So we're going to bring them on a little bit sooner. Just a lot going on this morning. So that's what's happening with this stuff this morning. And also, as a reminder, we have Baraboo Thunderbirds football tonight. That'll be right around 7 p.m., the Baraboo's last home game against Sparta. We'll have Brandon Wagner and Ben Bromley with that on the call tonight. And we do have Mace Michaels. He'll be coming on after football tonight. He's our new night guy, Nights with Mace. That's every night, 8 p.m. to midnight. We thank Mace for joining us. He's also one of our meteorologists. So he's on. And then on Monday morning, some exciting news. I am going to have a new co-host. Emily will be joining me as my new co-host. She'll be here Monday through Fridays with me from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. We'll be going back and forth. It'll be a little bit different format than what was previously going on with the morning show as well. I'll just mention that too. So it's just, we're working through all that. So we're looking forward to having her joining us on Monday as well. She will be out on Wednesday because I have some other commitments going on Wednesday, but we'll talk about that next week. And we do have the Highway 33 grand reopening ribbon cutting on Wednesday. So we'll be running around for that. A lot of stuff happening next week. So it is More Music Mornings with Dave on Max FM.
I'm Kim, a U.S. Cellular customer. They asked me to tell you that their special customer event, Us Days, is back. Get $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Us Days at U.S. Cellular is back. Exclusive offers just for us, just to say thanks. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details. Actor portrayal.
Whoa, slow down. Get up to $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. It's Us Days going on right now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, Reedsburg, and CellPlus.com.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
Hi, I'm Joan Ballwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Baldwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Baldwig.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Elusive Escape Rooms in Wisconsin Dells. Experience working with your team of family and friends while solving a mystery at one of Wisconsin Dells' most popular attractions. It's the best escape you'll ever attempt to make. Do you have what it takes to make your escape? Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.